our record is 3 dogs and 2 cats. And we never had small dogs. We always had big dogs. But now I'm down to 1 cat and 1 small dog. I've personally never had a small dog before this one. Now, when I lived with my folks, before I left there, they had a cockapoo or something. And so he was smaller. But we've always had, the smallest dogs we had were setters and Dobermans. So three of them, 2 Dobermans, a Mastiff, and 2 cats. And cats always seem to find us, one way or the other. And I brought them in all different, I brought in the dogs when we had cats, and I brought in the cats when we had dogs, and bringing the dogs into a cat house seems to be a little easier than bringing a cat into a dog house. Because the cats are kind of squirrely, and the dogs are, just dumb, and they just come running up, play, and the cat freaks out, and you got that whole goofball thing going on for a while. If you bring the puppies in with the cats, they kind of, let's play, and the cat just says, get out of here, smacks them, and they kind of, learn real quick. But they've all adjusted. No matter, I brought them in at all different ages, and, cats before dogs, dogs before cats, and they've always adjusted. It just takes a little time for everybody to feel out the situation. Rick?